Accused killer of beloved LA bishop pleads not guilty to murder charge. Los Angeles: a man accused of gunning down Los Angeles Catholic Auxiliary Bishop David O'Connell at his home in Hacienda Heights pleaded not guilty March 22 to a murder charge. Superior Court Judge Armenui Amiashvanian ordered Carlos Medina, 61, to remain jailed in lieu of just over $2 million bail pending his next appearance May 17 at the downtown Los Angeles courthouse. A date is scheduled to be set then for a hearing to determine whether there is sufficient evidence to require him to stand trial. Medina is charged with the February 18 killing of the 69-year-old man known as Bishop Dave, along with an allegation that he personally used a firearm. He could face up to 35 years to life in state prison if convicted as charged, according to District Attorney George Gaskin. O'Connell was found shot just before 1 p.m. February 18 at his home in the 1500 block of Janlu Avenue, near Turnbull Canyon Road. Sheriff's officials confirmed the following day that his death was being investigated as a homicide. Sheriff Robert Luna said there were no signs of forced entry into O'Connell's home, and the bishop was shot in the bedroom of his home. Gaskin said O'Connell had multiple gunshot wounds. The bishop's body was discovered when a deacon went to the home to check on him because O'Connell was apparently late for a meeting, Luna said. Medina is the husband of O'Connell's housekeeper, and he also performed handyman work at the bishop's home, according to the sheriff. The sheriff said tips from the public helped lead investigators to Medina, with one tipster saying that Medina was acting strange, irrational, and made comments about the bishop owing him money. But Luna stopped short of saying such a dispute led to the killing, saying it was something that came up from one of the witnesses. Sheriff's Lieutenant Michael Modica said last month that Medina made various statements after his arrest about a possible motive, but investigators found them to be largely nonsensical, leading them to believe there's no validity to the suggestion that a financial debt led to the killing. Medina's attorney, Deputy Public Defender Pedro Cortez, told reporters after a brief hearing last month, "Our hearts go out to everyone affected by this tragedy. Myself as well as Mr. Medina's defense team look forward to fully investigating all aspects of this case." Medina was arrested February 20 after an hours-long standoff at his home in the 2400 block of Kenwood Avenue in Torrance. The sheriff said last month that two firearms were recovered at Medina's home, and they were being tested to determine if either weapon was involved in the shooting. Luna also said Medina's wife was questioned and had been fully cooperative with detectives. The sheriff said Medina drove a dark-colored compact SUV similar to one seen on surveillance video pulling into O'Connell's driveway and leaving, although it was unsure when that occurred. O'Connell was a native of Ireland and had been a priest and later a bishop in Los Angeles for 45 years, Archbishop Jose Gomez said in a statement released following his death. He was a peacemaker with a heart for the poor and the immigrant, and he had a passion for building a community where the sanctity and dignity of every human life was honored and protected, Gomez said. At the time of his death, O'Connell, widely known as Bishop Dave, was vicar for the Archdiocese of Los Angeles's San Gabriel Pastoral Region, a post he had since 2015, when Pope Francis appointed him as an auxiliary bishop for the Los Angeles Archdiocese. O'Connell had previously served as associate pastor at St. Raymond Catholic Church in Downey, St. Maria Goretti Catholic Church in Long Beach, and St. Hilary Church of Perpetual Adoration in Pico Rivera, and then as pastor of St. Francis X, Cabrini, Ascension, St. Eugene, and St. Michael's Parishes, all in Los Angeles. Thousands of people were on hand March 3 at a funeral mass for O'Connell at the Cathedral of Our Lady of the Angels in Los Angeles, marking the end of 3 days of remembrance. An exhibit honoring O'Connell's life and legacy was subsequently opened at the Cathedral of Our Lady of the Angels. O'Connell was born in County Cork, Ireland. He was ordained to serve in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles in 1979, according to Doris Benavides, Associate Director of Media Relations for the Archdiocese. As chairman of the Interdiocesan Southern California Immigration Task Force, O'Connell helped coordinate the church's response to immigrant children and families from Central America in recent years. He also sponsored the enrollment of several young immigrants in Catholic schools, a number of whom have advanced to college. He served as a member of the Priest Pension Board and on the Together in Mission Board, as well as the Archdiocesan Finance Council, the Archdiocese said. He was a member of the Council of Priests and a Knight of Peter Claver. At the national level, he was chairman of the Subcommittee on the Catholic Campaign for Human Development of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. O'Connell was honored last September with the Evangelii Gaudium Award from St. John's Seminary in Camarillo for his selfless service to the community and the church in L.A., Benavides said.